Good evening. This is your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Thursday, December 31st. One of the many industries changed by the coronavirus is the funeral industry. Amy Robinson takes a look at some of the impact.
Funeral workers may be considered frontline workers during the pandemic. In just 10 months, COVID-19 has become the third leading cause of death in the United States, claiming more than 320,000 lives. Thomas Lynch is with Lynch & Sons Funeral Directors in Southeast Michigan. He says requests for cremation have increased in the past 50 years, and the coronavirus may change how families interact with the process.
I see like cremation becoming more of a open public ceremony rather than a closed private one. That's a big societal change and a very good one to the extent that it meets people's needs, you know, for bereavement and, you know, mourning practices.
Lynch says COVID restrictions have forced the funeral industry to focus more on the essential elements of a funeral. In his view, the corpse, the family, and the story of the loved one. Amy Robinson, WCMU News.
The Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office will be out in the community on New Year's Eve to encourage safe driving. The department will patrol expressways and secondary roads, watching for erratic motorists. Sheriff Richard Fuller says there will be extra patrols in designated areas.
Like most New Year's Eves, we make sure that the patrol units are out there trying to engage with the public to help them understand the safe driving that's necessary to get people home safely. And that means that there are sometimes there's increased traffic stops related to poor driving.
Fuller says there are typically increased cases of drunk driving on New Year's Eve, but the pandemic may reduce that this year. He urges families to observe state health department guidelines and keep to small gatherings at home. Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed language that would have allowed more kinds of hazardous materials to cross the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Lester Graham has this report.
Language was inserted into the COVID relief package signed this week. It would have required the Department of Transportation to recommend permitting two additional classes of hazardous materials to cross the International Bridge. Senator Stephanie Chang believes that would endanger her constituents who live nearby.
I would imagine, given the amount of money that they have and the amount of influence that they try to have in Lansing, that it won't go away. But what I think is really important is to note that the governor has, through this line item veto, taken a stance.
The Ambassador Bridge Company says it will continue to pursue lifting the restrictions. I'm Lester Graham.
The Berrien County Sheriff's Office says it expects COVID-19 to impact New Year's Eve celebrations. That could mean fewer vehicles on the roads than in a normal year. Undersheriff Chuck Height says state COVID restrictions have reduced the number of places people can meet and celebrate on New Year's Eve.
Well, this year's going to be different just because, you know, with the COVID restrictions, you know, here in Michigan, a lot of the places that may have had, you know, a New Year's Eve party or that may not be open, but that may also cause people to do more, you know, gathering in private locations.
Deputies on patrol will look for signs of intoxication, such as erratic driving and missed traffic signals. Height urges anyone celebrating to have a plan for how to get home safely before they begin drinking. More than half of Michigan households with children reported losing employment income since the beginning of the pandemic. The majority were families of color, according to the latest Kids Count report conducted by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Kelsey Perdue is the director of the Kids Count for Michigan League for Public Policy.
So we know that over the course of the pandemic, there were times over 60% of Michigan households with children lost employment income. And so that obviously has a ripple effect on so much, including health insurance, especially with many parents relying on employer-provided health care.
Purdue hopes the report shows legislators that not only do families in Michigan need relief now, but also policies to help weather future crises better. Genesee County sheriffs say they're expecting a quiet night on New Year's Eve. There will be 13 county patrol cars to cover highways and secondary roads, including paramedics. Genesee County Sheriff Christopher Swanson says the pandemic will probably reduce the number of accidents on New Year's Eve.
As it stands, based on the executive order, there'll be nothing open. And I think we're going to have a much safer day because not only are those bars and restaurants not open, large gatherings are not authorized. And so you'll see a lot of home parties, but limited crowds.
Swanson says the department will not have additional grant-funded vehicles this year. He warns there will be more traffic problems if there is inclement weather. And that was your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Thursday, December 31st. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.